WTAW news time is 5 minutes after six. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. In June, the Research Valley Partnership created a committee to address what the Economic Development Agency believes is limited career and technical training for 34 occupations in Brazos County. That committee has notified the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board its intent to create a community college district.
Andrew Nelson, who co-chairs the RVP's Talent Pipeline Initiative Steering Committee, says a new college is one of several options they'll consider between now and December.
Blinn provides workforce solutions today. The county does some things. Texas A&M has some things that they're doing with TEKS. And so we wanted to look at what all is being done. We also want to look at where there are needs.
Nelson says if the committee recommends a joint effort with Blinn, that could lead to Blinn expanding its property tax base to Brazos County, which would provide majority control of the college's board of trustees.
And that would be another way to take direct control of our destiny, if you will. If we felt as though the needs of Blinn as it exists now in Washington County are not aligned with the needs of Brazos County, how do you resolve that? And certainly having a majority of the board coming from Brazos County would be something where you would hope that you would have that representation to do it to meet your needs.
But if the final decision is to start a new institution, they would buy out Blinn's facilities and take over contractual responsibilities in Brazos County. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M President Michael Young has been appointed to the Homeland Security Academic Advisory Council. The council is made up of higher education leaders to help strengthen connections between academia and the Department of Homeland Security with an ultimate goal of keeping the nation safe. Secretary Jay Johnson announced Wednesday Young's appointment, along with six other university presidents and a president emeritus. Former A&M President Dr. Bowen Lofton also served on the council during his time in College Station. While the current members of the College Station City Council are considering a roadway impact fee on new development, the final decision won't take place until after next month's election, when there are going to be three new members. The proposed fee was among the topics at this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. Place 4 candidate Joe Guerra favors the fee.
While I was on staff with the City of College Station, part of my job was to prioritize projects, transportation projects, and we struggled every year to come up with projects because we were constrained with regards to funding.
Guerra's opponent, Barry Moore, says in principle he is opposed to impact fees in a normal situation.
We're not facing a normal situation. We're growing. We've grown at an incredible rate the last 10 years. I believe we've got another 10 years ahead of us. And again, I think we've got to look at every possible scenario.
You can hear all the comments from the Chamber Forum online at WTAW.com. The deadline to receive an application for a mail ballot is a week from today. Early voting in Brazos County starts Monday at 5 voting centers. For more information, go online to brazosvotes.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's Karistan month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. I am happy to let you hear the weather this morning, because it's really neat. Brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, leaders in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A new area of high pressure building over the central United States controls our weather over the next several days. It'll set us up for much more comfortable weather than we had earlier in the week. Mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 75 to 80 this afternoon. Tonight we're clear of right around 50. A few spots may dip into the 40s. Sunshine tomorrow, we're back up to 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 55. Partly to mostly sunny Sunday with highs of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Now that's the kind of weather I've been waiting for. Oh, man, that's great. I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, it's Friday, so Zach Taylor's going to have your high school football report as well as your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, the A&M soccer team took down the Kentucky Wildcats in sudden death overtime last night for senior night. The Aggie volleyball team takes on Georgia tonight. We'll take a look forward at that. And in the National League Championship Series, the Chicago Cubs move one game closer to the World Series with a win over the Dodgers. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, it's, what'd you say, 56 right now?
That's what I had.
Winds out of the north. We're not quite to the point where we have a chill factor yet. Be nice to have our first chill factor of the season, but not yet. But tonight, it says here, clear skies and a low of 49, which is pretty neat because that
chilly.
Means you can wear your debate letter jacket to the game.
Yeah,
because the athletes don't have theirs yet. So,
who didn't letter in debate? You know,
yeah, well, yeah, right. That's a you won you won first at pros interp. You got the patches on the sleeves. Yeah,
oh yeah, yeah,
be
yeah.
Awesome. So anyway,
you guys are
really
so
good.
Cool.
No, I actually did win pros interp, so I can say
nice.
That. Yeah, no,
and my duet was really good.
So. I have no idea. Oh my god! Hey, I played sports.
I know. No, that's okay. I got a letter jacket for that too. But I mean, that's just but since the football players don't have their letter jackets yet. Oh wait. Oh, you who graduated 3 years ago, you're going to come back to school and wear your letter jacket for 3 years. That's all mean-spirited, isn't it? All right, anyway. It's nice outside.
Kind of fun.
And it's actually, you can go out and do work outside today and not even have to worry about what time it is. That and over the weekend is the premiere of Walking Dead. So,
yes.
I mean,
so.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm excited.
I know.
How did we go from weather to Walking Dead?
Well,
soap opera with zombies.
Different reasons to celebrate the weekend. The weather being what
how
it
about
is.
The big football game tomorrow?
That's a pretty big deal, I guess. Yeah, right.
I am really apprehensive about.
I am too. But I'm pretending to be really excited.
It's okay. And you can maybe go ahead and plan activities for 4:30 in the afternoon. You might.
4:30. It's gonna be longer than 2 hours.
Okay. I just hope it's four quarters.
Uh-huh.
All right. So anyway, it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
So a German woman followed the commands to turn right now from her GPS system and crashed into a porta potty by the side of the road.
You got to look where you're going.
See, and I mean, that's the whole problem. Are we getting to the point? And I've got a story later on this morning about self-driving cars will not do away with road rage. And so, I mean, as technology enters into every part of our world, including our directions, can't we use some common sense? Do we just detach from reality completely when that happens? Because you've got a little voice in a box.
Voice in my head told me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or even if it is an Australian guy who's telling you. I mean, you know, are you going to turn
into a... He just sounded so handsome.
And I knew he had to know what he was talking about.
And then once you hit the porta potty, it's like recalculating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mine says rerouting now. You know, rerouting. They used to say that, recalculating, but none more. All right, so a New Jersey high school student injured when she jumped out of a window to avoid taking a test.
Wow.
15-year-old girl taken to the hospital for treatment for the broken ankle as she jumped out of the second-story window to not take the test.
Guess the old tummy ache didn't work anymore, huh?
Well, and my thought is once they get her ankle repaired, she's going to have to come back and...
Take the test.
Take the test.
I'm thinking.
Info.
Mation.
I know it sounded like a good idea at the time.
I guess.
Maybe it gives her an opportunity to study.
Oh, right? That could be it. Sure. Yeah. Right.
Looking on the bright side,
she
it's
not
Friday.
Did she not think they would notice that she just jumped out the window?
Yeah. She
Where'd
was here.
Mary Beth go?
She was here a minute ago. I swear she was.
Did you guys hear that crash?
Yeah.
You okay, Mary Beth?
Hopkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville, the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, and Bryan Broadcasting present the annual Night at the Museum Children's Costume Contest and Trick-or-Treating Halloween Celebration. Sunday, October 30th from 3 to 6 p.m. This free, family-friendly event open to the public has trick-or-treating through the museum, carnival games, refreshments, bounce houses, bus 12, face painting, a holiday photo op, and a costume contest. Don't miss it. Special thanks to Atkinson Toyota, Catalina Hatters, and the Farm Patch.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's the 21st of October. Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo starts this afternoon about 4 o'clock. It's day 295. We got 71 of them to go. It is Back to the Future Day. We'll talk more about that later on. That's the movie thing.
I'm pumped about that.
It's Pumpkin Cheesecake Day.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, what do you do with the rest of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Or the rest of that piece that you cut, too. It's Caramel Apple Day. I guess I... You know, again, a long time ago, Kraft used to have these television specials, and they had these luxurious commercials where it'd show them dipping the apple, you know, into the Kraft caramel.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like high class.
Yeah, something like that, and in slow motion and all that, so it looked really good. First of all, was anybody there to watch them have to unwrap the 300 packages of individually wrapped pieces of caramel to put them in the pot and then watch it meticulously to make sure it doesn't scald anywhere, and then clean the damn pan out when it's done.
Oh, gosh.
Caramel apples are so hard to eat.
That's the other thing. Mm-hmm.
They're really pretty. Like, yep. And places do some really cool things with them now, decorative-wise.
Yep.
But now they do make it to where most of them, you just have to cut them.
Which is the way, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they put other stuff on there.
You get it all over your nose and it like sticks to your teeth.
Okay,
and...
speaking of that, later on today, the way you eat a cupcake says something about your personality.
Oh, so, I can't wait.
Yeah,
we'll
be doing
out.
That one too. All right, so it's Babbling Day because we do.
That's what we do.
Yep. It's Reptile Awareness Day.
All right.
Celebration of the Mind. Celebration of the mind. Okay. I'm glad we get to do that.
Trying to do that all the time,
you know? Yep. And it's Count Your Buttons Day.
Mm-hmm.
When Patrick was with us, he told us about how I think his family collects buttons.
Mine doesn't. Sorry.
I was going to say, it did make him, I think, the unique person on the show that day.
I've got seven buttons?
No, I'm talking about they're just all the, like the women in his family would collect buttons. They'd have tens
of buttons.
Did they
do anything with them?
I think they might have used them. But
okay.
Oh, it's like, wait, I've got a match for that button.
Right,
and then
right.
You spill 300 buttons out on the table.
I try to keep those like spare buttons that come on certain
shirts. Sure.
It's so hard to keep track of them.
Best place to keep them is on the shirt, right?
Oh, yeah.
If they come in a little package or something,
that doesn't work. Yeah.
That's why. See, they know with guys, they're going to sew them on the shirt
because
there's no way that we're going to be able to actually find a button.
They ask way too much of us women.
Hell, we can't find our wallet. We're not going to be able to find a button. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Country singer Kane Brown is 23 today. Should I even say it? I'll say it. Kim Kardashian is 36 today.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Yeah. Jeremy Miller is 40. He played Ben Seaver on Growing Pains.
Oh, yeah.
Ken Watanabe is 57 from Batman Begins and Inception and Godzilla. And he's in a lot of Christopher Nolan movies.
Mm-hmm.
Toto guitarist Steve Lukather.
I don't know.
I think that's how you say it.
Sure.
He's 59 today. Carrie Fisher, 60.
Hey, Princess Leia herself. Yeah, really?
And Mr. Downs has no idea because he's a Star Trek guy.
Right.
So whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Go-Go's guitarist Charlotte Caffey is 63 today. Patty Davis is 64. That's Ronald Reagan's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Judy. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce her last name.
It's Shindlin.
Shindlin?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Judge Judy is 74.
Okay, consider she'll have $30 million more by the time she's 75.
Wow.
Yeah, think about that. Oh,
must be nice. Yeah. Manfred Mann is 76. That's Doo-Wah-Diddy.
Uh-huh.
Edward Whitey Ford, 88 today. Wow, Whitey Ford is still alive.
Still alive. That's awesome.
And Joyce Randolph is 92. That's Trixie from The Honeymooners.
Oh, yeah. Benjamin Netanyahu speaks English better than most of us.
Mm-hmm.
67 from Israel. All right, on Saturday, it's Smart is Cool Day.
Smart is cool.
It is. I agree, absolutely. National Nut Day. It's Cap Locks Day. Yeah, that's the reason your password won't work.
Yep.
Let's Make a Difference Day. It's Stuttering Awareness Day and Birthdays of...
Switchfoot singer John Foreman is 40 on Saturday.
Cool.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson, 41. He's from Modern Family. He plays Mitchell on Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Goldblum, 64. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Fly himself.
You know it.
Jonathan Lipnicki is 26 on Saturday. That's the little boy from Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah.
Zachary Hansen, the youngest Hansen brother, is 31 on Saturday.
Yeah.
Ichiro Suzuki is 43,
yeah,
baseball player. Shaggy is 48 on Saturday.
Dang. We're at work. Oh, and I work. Oh, yeah, we got the day off.
Right, yeah, yeah. Saturday, yeah. We'll be able to celebrate. Aren't you excited, Scott?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Shelby Lynn, 48, country singer. Carlos Mencia, 49, tomorrow. And he stole this birthday from everybody else on this day, too. Brian Boitano's 53. Figure skater.
Figure skater guy.
Yeah.
One of my favorites, Bob Odenkirk, is 54. He's hilarious.
Okay.
Of course, he's Saul from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. And also, he was on Mr. Show with David Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher Lloyd, even though today is Back to the Future Day, his birthday's tomorrow. He's 78.
All right. Tony Roberts is 77. He's been in like every Woody Allen movie. And Spike Jonze, the director, is 48. Catherine Deneuve, 73 years old. On Sunday, it's Mother-in-Law Day. It's talk show host, TV talk show host day. It's Boston Cream Pie Day, which is not a pie, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And it's iPod Day on Sunday. We'll have more about that a little bit later. And the Swallows depart from Capistrano today.
Oh.
We always talk about them returning. Today's the day. I mean, on Sunday's the day they're packing up and leaving.
All right.
Getting their little suitcases ready. All right. Birthdays.
Birthdays. Ireland Baldwin is 21, and I bring it up because she's Kim Basinger and Alec Baldwin's daughter, and she was the one he called a rude, thoughtless little pig, but of course, all of a sudden, he's...
He's been called worse.
Yeah, now he's championing women's rights for Hillary, you know?
Of course, yeah.
Meghan McCain, 32, to go completely on the other side of the spectrum.
Uh-huh.
That's John McCain's daughter. Ryan Reynolds is 40 on Sunday. He's Deadpool.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a good guy.
Totally cool. This thing says he's over 60% abs. Yeah, that's pretty much true. Yeah.
And married to Blake Lively.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can life get much better?
That's it. Pretty well. Yeah, checking all the boxes.
Kat Deely is 40. She's the host of So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, okay.
Doug Flutie is 54.
Sure.
Now, this guy here, you'll recognize his last name, but I'm going to go through his, because I didn't know this was his first and full and middle name. Alfred Matthew Yankovic. Weird Al.
Oh.
57.
All right.
On Sunday. Sam Raimi is 57. He directed the Evil Dead movies as well as the Spider-Man movies, the first trilogy. Nancy Grace is 57 on Sunday.
Yeah.
And Dwight Yoakam is 60. Ang Lee, director, is 62. Pele, the greatest soccer player of all time.
See, I don't know about
that's
that.
That's what they say.
I'm thinking Messi maybe better than
Yeah.
You know. He's 76. Mm-hmm. And Chichi Rodriguez is 81.
Yeah. Okay. And Sanjay Gupta, you may see him. He's one of those doctor dudes on CNN, you know. And they asked him to be Surgeon General of the United States. He said, no, this gig I got pays a whole lot more than that.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Earlier this week, Project Veritas released damning videos showing top Democratic operatives bragging about paying homeless people and mentally ill people to disrupt Donald Trump's events and cause violence and fights. One of the people featured in the video, Robert Creamer. Well, he was through his organization, Democracy Partners, acting as the middleman between the Clinton campaign, the DNC, and these paid agitators. And when Hillary Clinton was asked about the videos by reporters after the third and final presidential debate, she dismissed them as another one of Donald Trump's conspiracies. Now, the Daily Caller is now reporting that Creamer visited the White House 342 times since 2009. He also met specifically with Obama at least 47 of those times. His last visit, June of 2016. Hey, Hillary, is that a conspiracy too?
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to Geico.com. Geico.com.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
This is former Mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer. Well, it's Friday, and I'd like to give you a little bit of good news on Friday. Of course, this Friday, it only applies to a certain number of us. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, fellas, if you're single and you're going bald, you might find yourself standing there feeling sorry for yourself while you watch your hair circle the drain. I know this for a fact, as a balding man myself. However, a new survey found that 54% of women think bald guys are sexy. Now, if that's not enough for you, here are a few more stats from the survey. 97% of women would date a guy with, quote, minor hair loss. So just 3% of women require a thick, full head of hair. 89% said they'd date a guy with moderate hair loss, like a receding hairline or a bald spot. So I guess I'm in that quotient. And 76% would date a guy who's totally bald. I tend to take the Bruce Willis route and shave my head, so maybe I fit into that one. In the survey, when they had women do word association with the word bald, the top three words that came up were male, men, and, quote, sexy. Now, if you're still feeling bad about it, don't worry. 30% of guys who are going bald think it's negatively affected their love life, while 68% says it hasn't affected it, and just 2% said it had a positive effect. Those guys are what I like to call positive thinkers. The survey also found the most important thing when you're dating someone is their personality, followed by their looks, their education, their job, and how much money they make. The moral of the story, fellas, is whether or not you're bald, don't worry. Just be yourself, and it'll all work out in the end. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Kishinka with your money now. British American Tobacco has launched a $47 billion bid for control of rival Reynolds American, eyeing rapid expansion into U.S. and emerging markets and e-cigarettes. The deal would create the world's largest listed tobacco company, bringing together BAT brands Dunhill, Kent, and Lucky Strike cigarettes with Reynolds American's Camel and Newport. The combined group would also have a pipeline of e-cigarettes. Nintendo shares tumbled in Japan today after its new video game platform failed to impress investors. But analysts say it's too soon to call the much-awaited console a disappointment. The company yesterday unveiled a new console handheld hybrid called Switch, a tablet-style unit that comes with separate controller and a TV docking base. Investors today shrugged off the announcement, sending the company's share price down 6.5%. For-profit education company Apollo Education posted a quarterly profit, even as revenue continued its years-long decline driven by lower enrollment. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Good morning, 629. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Found. No, it's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof.
Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 75 today with north wind at about 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine. We'll be down to 49 tonight. The winds are pretty much going to be laid down, but humidities will be low and the winds will be out of the north the next couple of days. On Saturday, probably won't make 80. We'll be at about 79 degrees. Probably do cross that 80 threshold on Sunday. And when we get back to Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be back into mid-80s. But still, hopefully, fingers crossed, we're done with the 90s. Again, currently pretty nice out there. Winds out of the north at 10, and we've got fair skies and 56 degrees.
You'll get a lot further in life if people can trust you. So what is it that makes a person trustworthy? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, if you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Neighborhoods all over the country are on high alert after another one has gone missing. Taylor Alloway is on the scene.
Despite the best efforts of law enforcement, the criminals remain at large. I spoke with the police moments ago.
96 elephants are lost every day. We just don't have enough of a force to protect them all against poaching.
At the rate they're disappearing, there will be no elephants left to lose in 10 years.
And that's a crime against us all. Stop the ivory trade. Fight the crime. Go to 96elephants.com.
Do you know people who make commitments and then flake out?
Many, many, many people are making commitments, I think, without counting the cost, without thinking about really, am I going to really stick with this or I'm just going to say it? It's so easy to say.
David Horsehager, author of the book The Trust Edge, says keeping commitments is only one of several pillars of trust.
The clarity pillar, for instance, people trust the clear. And they mistrust or distrust the ambiguous. So if it's a salesperson, I trust someone who's clear on the benefits. The parent that's clear, the parent that's ambiguous about expectations, we don't tend to trust. The character pillar, you know, I might trust you, Mike, because of your high character, but I might not trust you to give me a root canal. So you've got to have competency at that. So there's the competency pillar.
There's also the connection pillar.
This idea that we trust those that are willing to collaborate and connect. There's the contribution pillar, which speaks to the idea that I need someone who gives me results. Might have a lot of compassion, might have a lot of character, but if she does not give me the results I asked for or expected, I won't trust her.
And the final pillar is consistency.
And that's the king of the pillars. We trust those that are consistent. They're the same every time. And by the way, we can trust for good or bad. You're late all the time, I'll trust you to be late. You know, I trust you at what you do repeatedly. Whatever you're consistent at, I trust.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 56 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A new community college could be created in Brazos County.
According to a statement from a new committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency, compared to all other high-growth regions of Texas, Brazos County is dramatically underserved by community college programs that could provide a valuable technical workforce. After 4 months of collecting data and surveys, the Committee of Local Business and Community Leaders notified the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board of their intent to create a college district. Committee co-chairman Andrew Nelson hopes a decision is made in December which option they'll take to increase workforce training.
One of those options would be to take kind of control directly within Brazos County of our own destiny, if you will, and get exactly what we think will meet our needs. But that's just one of the options. We haven't made that decision.
Nelson says they have received a proposal from Blinn College, but if the final decision is to start a new institution, there would be no damage to Blinn.
That would probably mean buying those facilities, making sure we take care of those agreements with Texas A&M and everyone else. And so the lights would stay on. You might have a name change.
The RVP created what they call the Talent Pipeline Initiative Steering Committee after determining there's limited career and technical training in 34 occupations in Brazos County. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Two of three new members of the College Station City Council will come from a contested race. Those who are seeking the citywide positions in places 3 and 4 participated in this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. Questions included their opinion of new development being charged a roadway impact fee. Place 3 candidate Linda Harvell supports the fee.
We need to do something so that we can protect the existing infrastructure, and as we continue to grow, that infrastructure is put in place so it's a sustainable growth, and our roadways are left in good condition as opposed to the situation they're in now.
Harvell's opponent, Jeremy Osborne, is not against the concept.
I think we need a menu of options to consider. It's just one of the things. The roadway maintenance fee is another. To improve current infrastructure, we can always bond it. There are lots of options, and it's something that I absolutely would consider, but I'm reluctant to do so because of the economic impact it might have.
All the comments from the candidates forum can be heard online at WTAW.com. Early voting in Brazos County starts Monday at 5 voting centers. The deadline to receive an application for a mail ballot is a week from today. More information is online at brazosvotes.org. Texas A&M President Michael Young is one of 8 new members of a council working with the Department of Homeland Security. Wednesday, Secretary Jay Johnson announced the appointments to the Homeland Security Academic Advisory Council, a group of higher education leaders who will help strengthen connections between academia and the DHS to keep the nation safe. Dr. Bowen Lofton also served on the council during his time as president at Texas A&M. A concerned parent led to the arrest of a College Station man on charges of stealing $7,200 of medical equipment and narcotics. According to College Station police, 21-year-old Michael Norman admitted to taking the equipment and the drugs from a vehicle parked near his home on Allison Avenue by breaking the passenger window with a rock. A shoplifter caught by a security guard at JCPenney was arrested on additional charges. College Station police report 52-year-old Julianne Dominguez Solis had marijuana in her purse along with a bag containing multiple items. And Solis was wanted by Bryan police on 4 arrest warrants, including theft and not having a driver's license. West of Bastrop, Austin police went to a farm to recover $100,000 cash, 20 firearms, and hundreds of 12 packs of Dos Equis beer.
It was a little more than 712 packs of beer that was recovered out there. What was stolen, I don't have the exact figure, but it was more than $90,000 worth of beer.
Austin Police Sergeant Maurice Forshee says the beer came from a South Austin distribution company, and the Bastrop County Animal Cruelty Unit was called to conduct a separate investigation. A judge has refused to remove the McLennan County District Attorney from the Waco biker shootout prosecutions, and there's already talk of an appeal.
McLennan County District Judge Matt Johnson denied a motion on behalf of 2 bikers to have District Attorney Abel Reyna removed. 177 bikers are facing charges from the May 2015 gunfight at the Twin Peaks in Waco. Attorney Clint Broden, who represents one of the bikers who wanted Reyna out, admits it's been an uphill fight.
It's hard to disqualify a district attorney, and we certainly acknowledge that, but when there is a conflict of interest that raises a due process concern for the defendant, then you're entitled to disqualification.
Broden could still appeal. 9 were killed, 20 were wounded in the gunfight between rival motorcycle gangs. LP Phillips, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 6:38. It's 56 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for Mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, treasurer.
Hi, this is Mandy O'Quinn Berlin inviting you to Still Creek Ranch Fall Fundraiser. Join us November 3rd at Brazos County Expo and enjoy dinner served by Still Creek Kiddos, play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, hear testimonies of current and past residents, and enjoy a live auction. When we look at our students, we are encouraged and hopeful for America's future. These children are strong, courageous, and determined. Join us in celebrating and investing in the lives of these world changers. Reserve tickets and sponsor tables at stillcreekranch.org/fall fundraiser.
And now another Did You Know Minute presented by the Grimes County Republican Party.
Did you know in 1957 and 1959, Republican President Dwight Eisenhower proposed civil rights bills strengthening the rights of African Americans to vote. Senate Democrats filibustered the bills and watered them down. In 1959, when Southern Democrats demanded that anyone who violated the new civil rights bill should be tried before all-white Southern juries, Republican Vice President Richard Nixon gave the deciding Senate vote to kill the Southern Amendment. Southern Democrats who opposed desegregation included former Ku Klux Klan Senator Robert Byrd and Alabama Governor George Wallace. On November 8th, remember to vote Republican.
This Did You Know Minute was paid for by the Grimes County Republican Party, Marilyn Schultz, treasurer. Join the American Cancer Society in Making Strides October 30th for a non-competitive walk through traditions. Sign up online at makingstrides.org/Brazos Valley and join us the day of the event for pre-walk performances by the Femadas, the Aggie Dance Team, the Aggie Wranglers, and more. Donations go to provide hope to those in the fight of their life against cancer. All ages are welcome, so sign up today. Special thanks to our sponsors, CHI St. Joseph, your Texas Best Chevy dealers, and KAGS. Making Strides with the American Cancer Society October 30th. Visit makingstrides.org/Brazos Valley for more.
Howdy, I'm Barry Moore and I'm asking for your vote. I'm running for College Station City Council Place 4 to keep our community safe, create an environment that encourages private sector job creation, plan for the future needs of our growing community, and to create the highest possible quality of life with the lowest possible cost to citizens. My wife Morgan, our two young children, and I are proud to call College Station our home, and I'd be honored to have your vote. Please vote for Barry Moore, Place 4 in College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore campaign. Jane Key, treasurer.
Good morning, 642, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. It's the weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios. And paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure is located over Kansas this morning. It's going to be responsible for producing some nice weather today and into the weekend. We'll have an abundance of sun today. Highs will be very comfortable, somewhere between 75 and 80 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, low of 50. A few spots may dip into the 40s. Sunshine's back tomorrow, and we're once again 75 to 80. Clear tomorrow night, 55. Sunny and warmer Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs take on number one Alabama tomorrow, so Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. He's also got a look at high school football tonight. And Aggie volleyball coach Lori Corbelli looks for her 600th win as a head coach, as well as her 500th win at A&M when they take on the Georgia Bulldogs tonight. The A&M soccer team beat the Kentucky Wildcats last night for senior night. In Major League Baseball, the Chicago Cubs took down the Dodgers to take the lead in the NLCS. And in the NFL, I didn't play Aaron Rodgers on my fantasy team this week, so naturally he had a great game. And the Packers beat the Bears for Thursday Night Football. All the details are coming up in sports on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, you know, and I quit watching what I'm going to, and I want to go to news at 10 o'clock to see what the local TV station has. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see NFL football. I just, you know, really?
Oh, I'm sure the NFL didn't realize that, Scott.
I know. So. And I just want one person.
They'll get right on that.
I know they will.
Send them an email. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. Well, I don't know. I guess this one was at least competitive for some. was the one last week was a blowout, wasn't it?
Yeah. This week, you know, it was apparently the Green Bay was down for most of the game, but then they kind of came back toward in the second half. Okay. You know,
and their quarterback broke his arm, right?
Aaron Rodgers?
No, no, the Bears.
Oh, the Bears.
Hoyer.
Hoyer. I believe so, yeah.
Well, and I think it's weird to see college football on Thursdays, too.
Yeah, I agree.
And there were a couple of good games last night.
Well, you know, and administrators don't like that because kids cut classes on Friday because of that.
They even Thursday. Yeah, I'm sure tailgating and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
I mean, I know we do our Thursday, but that's Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
so.
Virginia Tech, they started like 10 in the morning, you know, for the game that night. Did they win, by the way?
I believe Virginia Tech did, and then Boise State pulled it out at the end, staying undefeated.
Were they playing on their blue turf?
Yes.
Are they at home?
Yep.
You know, that a little of that goes a long way.
It's hard. It's hard to watch. Yeah. I didn't watch any of the game last night. I just saw the recap this morning. But yeah,
it's hard to watch.
Yeah. Speaking of hard to watch, there was a presidential debate this week.
We're supposed to talk about politics right now.
Yeah, well, it's okay. No, it's okay. Just we're not going to spend much time at all. There's this deal called the Al Smith Dinner, which they have in New York.
Yeah.
Money goes to Catholic charities, and it's an opportunity for good-hearted fun.
It's great to be here with 1,000 wonderful people, or as I call it, a small, intimate dinner with some friends. Or as Hillary calls it, her largest crowd of the season.
Then there's her.
I've had to listen to Donald for 3 full debates, and he says I don't have any stamina. That is 4.5 hours. I have now stood next to Donald Trump longer than any of his campaign managers.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
She had a better comedy writer than he did.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was a pretty good line. And that's enough.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. There's got to be something else we could talk. We have so much Halloween stuff to talk about today.
Ooh,
that's exciting.
It will be. It will be kind of fun. One more little thing, and that is that. That apparently WikiLeaks has issued an online warning to interim chairman of the Democrat Party, Donna Brazile. You've seen her before. She's on CNN. She's one of their pundits. And also Democrat VP candidate Tim Kaine. Yesterday they sent a message out that says, we have a surprise in store for Tim Kaine and Donna Brazile. So we'll see. Well, you know, they showed the emails from John Podesta, her campaign manager, so we'll see how.
And
that
they don't seem to be doing anything to her campaign negatively.
No. Not well. Again, it's that time. All right, 6:47. Yeah. Wow, we went through another day without saying their names.
Yes.
I like that. That's good. Yeah.
On Texas A&M home football game days, you'll find Aggie fans listening to Tom Turbyville and Scott Clendenin as they broadcast from the Aggie Fan Zone. This two-hour program starts 3 hours before kickoff, giving fans the latest news about the Aggies and their opponent. And it's brought to you by Brenham National Bank, Chicken Express, BCS Tires, and the Cambridge. The Aggie Fan Zone broadcast, heard right here on your flagship station for Aggie football. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 22nd, learn about bare ground herbicide treatments. Having no vegetation is desirable in places around the farm or homestead, but there are important things to consider before making an application. You'll learn all about them this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
The dark, drab days of winter can spell real troubles for folks trying to coax tropical plants into holding their leaves and perhaps even growing indoors. Conditions just aren't all that favorable, and proper management becomes really critical. Let's outline some guidelines. Wintertime woes of the houseplant gardener right after this important message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. Since your houseplants won't be growing as vigorously over the winter, they also won't need as much water. Overwatering becomes one of the most common causes of plant failure indoors. Check the soil before you apply any water and never water wet soil. When you do water, let it run through the pot and out the drain hole, and then wait until the soil dries somewhat before you water again. Fertilizer gets much the same warning as watering. Plants that aren't growing aggressively don't need to be fed heavily either. Now, where you might have been using a water-soluble complete and balanced analysis, with every watering during the growing season, you probably could feed your houseplants no more than every fifth of watering in the wintertime, and they'd be very happy with that. If you see the plants growing lanky and leggy, cut back on the plant food. Adding light, that's a common question. You can add modest amounts of light fairly easily, but they're generally useful more for showing the plants than for growing the plants. If you have a plant that needs really bright light and your spot is pretty dark, you'd be better advised to move the plant or find a different plant altogether. It would take a mechanical maze, almost a growth chamber, to add enough light to equal what it would have gotten in a bright spot outdoors. Pest control. There are several insect and disease problems that crop up in protected environments inside our home. Spider mites, for example, and mealybugs can proliferate. There are no natural predators and no harsh driving rains, cold, or heat to kick them off the plants. Learn to recognize early warning symptoms of the pest and then use the safest, effective control measure immediately. Leaf curl and leaf drop will happen. These are two common symptoms of houseplant problems. Plants like schefflera, rubber plants, and philodendrons will all produce abnormal-looking leaves that are often cupped or rolled. Other plants like weeping figs, Dracaena marginata, schefflera, aralias, crotons, and diefenbachias may lose lower leaves. That's generally evidence they aren't receiving quite enough light. Merely moving them to better surroundings may solve all of those problems. And finally, freeze and chill injury. Some plants freeze with just a few minutes exposure to temperatures below 32 degrees. That comes as no shock to most gardeners, and we quickly learn to jog to the house if temperatures are in the danger zone, and we're taking plants from the nursery to a warm car and then into the house. Covering the plants with a light towel or a sheet of paper even will usually prevent cold damage for those couple of minutes. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening. And happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, it's Friday, of course, and that means high school football as well as college football tomorrow. And with your high school and Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
It's the battle at the green tonight as Bryan squares off with Rutter. Vikings broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and Rangers coverage on Willie 1550. A&M Consolidated visits Waco University on News Talk 1620 WTAW, and College Station entertains Waco on the Zone 102.7 FM. Kickoff times for all of those games is at 7:30. Elsewhere, Navasota entertains Cleveland at 7 on Willie 97.7. St. Joe's entertains Central Texas Christian at 7:30 on Red Sea Catholic Radio, and Brazos Christian visits Riker Catholic in Waco at 7:30 as well. Well, a little over 24 hours until sixth-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football squares off with top-ranked Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the Tide and their coach, Nick Saban.
Nick has done a fabulous job of not only recruiting, but the development piece of what they're looking for in their guys and the educational piece. I can remember being at an SEC meeting and him really being concerned about the educational piece of where players are in the draft process. And I learned a lot from that.
Maybe Sumlin can teach Saban some things Saturday at 2:30. Pregame with Dave and Dave gets underway at 1:30 on News Talk 1620, WTAW, as well as Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Elsewhere in college football, number 11 Houston will face off against SMU tomorrow. Houston needs to reestablish its dominance from a 5-0 start following a loss to Navy and a narrow win at home against Tulsa, which couldn't convert from the one-yard line in the closing seconds of the Cougars' 38-31 win. In A&M soccer, Michaela Harvey notched the game winner with 25 seconds left in the first sudden-death overtime period to send the Aggies to a 2-1 victory over the Kentucky Wildcats on senior night last night at Ellis Field. The goal capped off a come-from-behind win for the Maroon and White, who had been plagued by an injury-riddled six-match winless streak. The Aggs return to action for their regular season home finale Sunday at 5 p.m. against the number 11 Auburn Tigers. Pre-game's at 4:45, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In A&M volleyball, head coach Lori Corbelli aims to notch the 600th victory of her head coaching career, as well as her 500th victory at A&M when she leads the Aggies against the Georgia Bulldogs tonight in Athens, Georgia. First serve is at 6 p.m. In Major League Baseball,
swung on, hit in the air, deep left center. Back goes Peterson. It's got a chance. Gone. Two-run home run, Addison Russell. Cubs lead 3-1.
The Chicago Cubs own a 3-2 lead in the National League Championship Series after Addison Russell slammed a tie-breaking two-run homer and Javier Baez delivered a three-run double in an 8-4 rout of the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Here's Addison Russell.
Just rounding the bases, it was pretty exciting. Pumped up, you know, not only for myself but for the team and the little cushion that Johnny had to go forward from that. And it felt really good.
The game was tied 1-1 in the sixth until Russell went deep off loser Joe Blanton, who has surrendered three home runs in the series. Game six of the series is tomorrow in Chicago at 7:08 p.m. In the NFL for the Houston Texans, Brock Osweiler has his chance to show the team that benched him for their Super Bowl run what he's got. Meanwhile, it's Gary Kubiak's chance to get revenge against the organization that canned him in 2013. The Texans, who are 4-2, and the Broncos, who are also 4-2, both division leaders, go head-to-head Monday night for Monday Night Football at 7:30. Pre-game's at 7, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, last night for Thursday night football,
Rodgers alone to the shotgun, first and goal at the four, throw in the middle of the end zone, diving grab, touchdown, Devontae Adams, wide open left side of the end zone, and it's 19-10 Green Bay with 14:55 to go in the game.
Aaron Rodgers set a team record for completions in a game, hitting on 39 of 56 passes in the Green Bay Packers' 26-10 comeback win over the 1-6 Chicago Bears. He finished with 326 passing yards and tossed two of his three touchdown throws to Devontae Adams. The Packers trailed 10-6 in the third quarter until Rodgers found Adams for a 5-yard TD. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, my name is Linda Harvell, and I'm running for the College Station City Council Place 3, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, the Texas Trading Post, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I'll work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and our quality of life. Please vote Linda Harvell, College Station City Council, Place 3. To learn more about me, please go to votelinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
If you've had it with your old mower, and it doesn't look like mowing is going to stop anytime soon this year, don't wait until next spring to do something about it. Hi, this is David, and Kyra's Truck Center is offering the best deal of the year on zero-turn riders. We're having a year-end clearance, and right now you can save hundreds of dollars on the mower you've always wanted. We have limited supply of 2016s and have 2017s coming in weekly. Come see us at Kyra's Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets.
Join the American Cancer Society in Making Strides October 30th for a non-competitive walk through traditions. Sign up online at makingstrides.org/Brazos Valley and join us the day of the event for pre-walk performances by the Femadas, the Aggie Dance Team, the Aggie Wranglers, and more. Donations go to provide hope to those in the fight of their life against cancer. All ages are welcome, so sign up today. Special thanks to our sponsors, CHI St. Joseph, your Texas Best Chevy dealers, and KAGS. Making Strides with the American Cancer Society October 30th. Visit makingstrides.org/Brazos Valley for more.
Hey everybody in the Brazos Valley, Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us Best Home Builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours. Backed